Without objection, I'm going to bring this meeting to order. Going over old business. Paul, did you get a chance to review the minutes from the November 20th board meeting?
Yes, I did.
Do you see any problems with them or have any want any changes?
No.
I don't either. I make a motion that we approve those minutes. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Second's been heard. I will poll the board. Paul, how do you vote?
Yes.
I vote yes as well. The motion carries. The minutes are approved. All right, this is something we just have to announce at an open board meeting, is that we approved the 2024 audit. It's required by our bylaws, and I believe the amount that they quoted us was somewhere around $3,800. So that's going on right now. And also we need to announce that we approved the we approved the rocks and edging removal in High Country right of way, and that cost $10,200. So that's just an announcement for everyone. Update on crumbling masonry wall. I'd sent you all an email on that, and Paul and I were discussing, well, we sent emails to each other last week, along with I think Joe, you were copied on it, and so was Jamie. Basically, where we all kind of stand in it. I think we're kind of all in the same arena. There's just been wrinkles that keep popping up. The two wrinkles that we have right now are Jamie has said, because he's the chairman of ACC, that if one of those homeowners comes to him and wants to put up a wooden fence, because Article 12 allows a wooden fence instead of a masonry fence, that he will approve it. And I went and looked at it, and he's right. So he wants us, even though we can do this without their approval, he wants us to get to send a certified letter to all the homeowners involved, and the ones that are local, we knock on their door and say, hey, here's what's going on. I did send an email to the association attorney asking, okay, can we do these things like allowing a 0% interest for 2 years for those homeowners? And I have not received a response yet. So, and I pinged him yesterday saying, hey, haven't heard from you. Could you answer these for us? He still hasn't responded. So,
It's going to increase the cost for each homeowner if, if one or two decide to put wooden fences up. That means for the ones that want the masonry, they're going to have to build a post at either end to anchor the wall to. That's going to cost money.
well, not only that, but Jamie said that he would require that it all be uniform. So if three out of five want a wooden fence, then it's all got to be wooden.
That's exactly what I said in my email to him. I'm completely indifferent to what goes up there.
Yeah, I am too.
But if, if there's a, I know there's one homeowner there who wants the masonry fence, but if his neighbors want wood, he can't do masonry. We're going to have to insist that it's uniform.
Correct. I agree. So we're on the same page. That's good. The other wrinkle is I walked the masonry fence yesterday or the day before. I think it was the day before, and I was taking pictures of all the things that they missed when they were doing the right of way cleanup. And in doing so, I took pictures of the wall itself, the part that's crumbling. And I decided, because I was like, well, we're counting on this being five homeowners that are affected, but what if it's only four or three? Well, that changes the calculation all automatically. It just changes it. So, okay, I started counting. Now, I didn't have a way to measure linear feet. I just tried to do this kind of, like one foot in the other kind of thing, which I probably looked really funny doing it all the way from that part of Donnell where the masonry wall starts to the corner where it ends at Bradford Park. And I counted 280 feet. Now, again, my measurement's not exact. I did send an email to the contractor saying, these things need to be cleaned up. These things are the things you missed. And they also put, they took all the rocks out of the median. I don't know why they did that, but they did, because they asked me about that. And I told them, don't touch that. That's round rocks. That's not part of this project, but they did it anyway. So that's got to be fixed. And then I told them about the wall, the discussions we had, and also I asked them to verify the linear feet that they're bidding on, because I want to make sure that we're talking about the same thing. And I've also asked that when they do go to measure it, that I'm there so I could say, "Oh no, you need to start here and go to there." Because I'm pretty sure all five homeowners are affected because that footer is, not level. And so I don't want, and I'm sure you don't either, that we replace the wall and then another part of the wall starts crumbling because the footer's off on it. So that's where I'm at. That's why I asked that. So that's kind of where we're at. That's all I have for that. Do you guys have anything that you want to talk about on it?
Well, I've said previously, I don't see there's any way that wall can be replaced piecemeal.
I agree. So I think it's going to affect all five homeowners because I told the contractor, in my opinion, the footer is failing on all five of them. And so it's got to be brought to level and then built re rebuilt.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're on the same page on that too. Joe, do you have any comment?
No.
No. All right. And so I'm going to move on because that's kind of where we're at. We can't vote on anything right now because of those two wrinkles. We need to get those things pinned down and then we can move forward. And we could do this via email. So as answers are coming in, we can decide to vote on things via email. We'll just announce it at the next board meeting, which, by the way, we'll set that here a little bit later. Update on homeowners issues. These are things that were asked at the last board meeting. And I got a response. Excuse me, I got stuff in my throat. And this is something that Jamie asked, if we could put up signs in the subdivision saying, "This subdivision is under video surveillance." The association attorney said only if the cameras, because Jamie was talking about everyone's like Ring doorbell camera, only if those cameras were under the control of the HOA. And they're not. They're under the
I
control
see.
of each individual homeowner. So the answer to that's no. And the other one was adding a response or adding a provision to our deed restrictions requiring homeowners to get a criminal background check before renting to a tenant. He said we should not do that. I went and looked behind him, and it's actually against the law. It's part of Texas Property Code 209. You cannot do that. You
Just
cannot.
as well, because I would have voted against it. So,
It's against the law. You can't do that.
yeah,
So
I was not in favor of that in any way, Keith.
I know. I'm just saying. I tried to respond to homeowners' questions. If they ask something, I want to make sure they understand. Not only did we hear them, we're going to follow up with them. Even if they're not here, they can watch this video, listen to the audio, or read the minutes, and it's the question's been answered. So let's see. See if I can get this thing to move. All right, too far. Annual meeting postmortem. This is something I'm not quite sure we do. There's two ways we can go with this. So we're in the new business. We didn't have a quorum. Actually, there's three ways we can go with this. One, we can ignore it completely and just say, "Hey, we didn't have an annual meeting because we didn't have a quorum. We're going to wait till next year. We'll bring 2024 or 2023's minutes to the 2026 annual meeting." Yeah, that's right, I think.
2024.
2024's minutes to the annual meeting in 2026. And then also the budget for when we approve the budget later this year, have all of that brought to the next meeting. Hopefully we have a quorum then. That's one we can do. Two, we could set a new and like do a special meeting that takes the place of the annual meeting so that we can approve things like get another board member and approve the budget and stuff like that. We can do that. Or there's a third option, and we kind of used it to get you on the board when you got on the board, Paul. And there's a provision in the bylaws that says that from time to time, the members may suspend the annual meeting and go get more proxies. And if they get enough proxies to have a quorum, then they can meet without notification to everyone and then approve what they want to approve at that point. Literally at that could mean Joe and I could reconvene the quote unquote annual meeting and approve the budget for last year. We couldn't put a new board member on. Nobody ran, but we could approve at least the budget.
What's going to happen if nobody runs next year?
That's going to be interesting because then I'll be the sole board member, and I can't do anything unless I have a second. So someone's going to have to step up. I don't know who that is. Someone's going to have to step up, and I would prefer it to be someone that I could get along with. There's nothing more miserable than serving with someone that you can't stand.
Want me to reach out to Vince?
Huh?
I can reach out to Vince for you.
Well, he actually moved. He doesn't live here anymore.
Well, Troy's still here.
Oh God, please no. I'm not sure who I'd shoot first, him or me. So there's where we're at. Joe, I'd like your input on this. What do you think?
So, I don't think we have to reschedule the annual meeting. I like the idea of getting proxies. We should be able to get proxies by just doing email blasts. And so I think that's going to be the least painful of the three options.
Well, generally what happens with proxies, and I don't know if it's people just like to see my smiling face or what, people don't respond to that. I have to go knock on doors and get proxies from people, and they tend to give them to me. I mean, I could probably get 10 of them pretty easy right now, but I'm always the one that always has to do the door knocking. To be fair, that does get a little old.
Well, this is also a decision we could delay. We don't have
Yeah, we
any.
don't. We gave our best effort, and
Right.
the one that had the most heartburn seemed was Molly. I'm not sure why. She actually sent a email calling Paul and I corrupt, and saying
I
that we.
didn't see that one.
Oh yeah, I should forward you that one. And I'm like, she should know me better than that. She and I were friends for 18 years. I don't know what's gotten up and I don't know. I don't know what's bothering her, but. I'm the same guy I've always been, so
Might have been having a bad day.
maybe I don't know, but I don't talk to her anymore. I try to stay away from her. But anyway, I kind of agree with you, Joe, that we should probably just let it lie. And again, we don't have to do. We gave it our effort, and the weather kind of. Did it was better than what we thought it would be because we were thinking this is going to be a mess, and then it turned out to be a nothing burger, but we didn't know that the day before.
Right.
So, oh well. Everyone else seemed to be fairly understanding of the situation, at least I thought they were. And we had a fairly, I won't say great turnout, but better than I thought we would for that.
I think her main heartburn was the fact that the announcement that we were going to have an all Zoom meeting when, previously it said, well, we had to have an in-person meeting, and that really. That twisted her bun in a knot, you know what I mean?
Yes. And like I said, I didn't, I made the decision. I didn't actually consult with you, and for that I apologize. But I was erring on the side of safety, of caution. And because Joe was like, look, this isn't looking good, man. I'm like, yeah, you're right. And I was thinking mostly of Joe because Joe was the one who was going to have to go travel the furthest to get to this meeting. And I know, Joe, you said you grew up in, I think you said Indiana. So you're
Right.
used to that kind of weather. But I really don't, if it's glazed out there, I've driven on that crap before when I was in Ohio. I don't want anyone driving on that stuff.
Well, here's the question. I mean, would Joe actually have to be there, or is it just the two board members that have to be there first?
Technically, one board member and I think the property manager, I'm not even sure the property manager has to be there. He can be there,
I don't
but
have to be at a meeting. Clearly, I want to be at the meeting. That's my job. You have to have a for the annual meeting, it's not a quorum of board members, it's a quorum of membership.
Correct.
And we would have had a rough time getting people to attend that meeting.
All I'm saying though is we, if your concern was Joe traveling, it could have been just you and I that went to the church, and that would have been an in-person meeting.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, to be fair. And like I said, I was just erring on the side of caution, but you're right. Being that we're both board members and homeowners, we would have counted toward quorum.
Right.
So what are you guys thinking? What are we going to make a decision? We need to make a decision either here that we postpone this for later, or we set a new date, or we go get proxies, or what do you guys want to do?
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter if we postpone it, whatever we do, we're still going to end up having to get the proxies. We're never going to get enough people in person. So, I mean, that seems to be the logical answer.
All right, well, I'll see if I can get some more proxies. I'll email Joe and copy you on the ones I get. Joe, I'll need you to send us an email on the number of proxies you currently have. That'll tell me how many I need to get 28.
Did
Got it.
Jamie have any?
Think he said he had two, but I'll send him an email as well.
Yeah, I'll have to ask him because Tracy said she was going to give me hers, but she may have given it to him and not told me.
Yeah, that's fun. She was one of the ones I was thinking I could get an easy proxy from, but yeah, she's always been a sweetheart about stuff like that.
My next door neighbor for 27 years.
Yeah, she speaks very highly of you, by the way.
Got everyone fooled.
So the next thing is approve the 2025 annual meeting minutes. There were no minutes, so we don't get to approve anything there. And now we're up to setting the calendar for the year. So I'll ask again. We're going to do board meetings and garage sales. I don't think you want to do N&O this year because the last 2 years it's been expensive and no one showed up. So for board meetings, let me get my calendar out. We usually have it the last Wednesday of the month every 2 months, so 6 a year. So if we were to do that, continue in that, then the next one would be March 26th.
So while you're talking, let me call up my work calendar. See. It's on July.
Huh?
My calendar was on July. I was already planning things for July.
Oh, okay.
26th, I don't have anything going on that I know of.
All right, Joe, to you.
Nope. All good. 26.
All right, so let me write this stuff down. Let me get a pen real quick. We know what this is being recorded, so that's fine. So March 26th. And so the next one would be in May. And so the next one would be May 28th.
Yeah, I'm okay then too. Yeah. All
Joe,
good.
May 28th, board meeting, 7 p.m. The next one would be July. It'd be July 30th.
Yep, again, nothing on my calendar.
Okay, July 30th. The next one will be September 24th.
It's my wife's birthday.
Okay. Do you want to meet a week earlier or a week later?
Let me see the 17th. Yeah, it's gonna be. Let's plan it for a week earlier. That time of the year is kind of fluid for me.
Okay.
I'm waiting for
And
the football schedule to come out to decide whether I'm traveling to New York or not.
we can always change that if you need to move it or whatever.
Yeah.
So September 17th.
That's good.
Joe, how about you? Cool. And the last one for this year would be the day before Thanksgiving, November
No.
26th.
Yeah, there's not a chance we were going to schedule a meeting the day before Thanksgiving.
All right. Do you want to move it to the 19th?
Yeah.
All right. November 19th. Joe, you good? Cool. And I always do this, and it's what we did this last year. This meeting was planned back in January or March of 2024. So in January, the last Wednesday in January of 2026 is the 28th.
I don't have a problem with
Joe? All right. January 28th, 2026 is the board meeting. Now, here's my what I was planning on this year, and I think I confused everyone. And I may have to expound upon it a little bit. The idea is you have the annual meeting, and that's the meeting of all the members. And then about 10 days later, but within 10 days, you have another board meeting to discuss any issues that everyone's got, right? And kind of go over what went down, if we've got new board members, stuff like that. And then we've got we set the agenda like we did for this year, all throughout the year. That's the idea. That's why they're so close in January. So if you guys think that that's not is poor planning, let me know. I've set it up on bphoa.info so that there's two different links, and they generally have two different passcodes and two different
meeting IDs.
meeting IDs. Thank you. They have two different meeting IDs so they don't get confused, but they managed to get confused this year. So, and again, there'll be in two different blurbs on bphoa.info. So that's why they are like that. I plan it that way for a reason. So is that okay with y'all?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So garage sales. Let me get my glasses back on. I can't see a thing without them.
You can make whatever dates you. I don't think I've ever participated in a garage sale. So.
No, but if we don't do them, people get kind of
No,
bored.
I'm just saying is whatever date you pick is fine with me.
Thanks for carte blanche. I love it.
It's funny. It always seems to fall on a Saturday when when I'm doing it, and two Saturdays out of the month I do car events. So.
We usually have them on Saturdays because that's when everyone's off work.
Oh, I understand. But I'm saying it's two Saturdays out of every month I do car events. So chances there's a 50% chance you're going to pick a day when I'm not available.
I try to stay for around the middle of the month. So April of 2026 would be the 18th.
25, you mean?
I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong year.
Yes, you are.
Google Calendar is great, except when you screw up, then it's really bad.
That would be the 19th.
That would be the 19th.
That's when the 19th and the 26th are both going to be BMW Car Club events for me. No,
You want me to do it the 12th?
that's okay. I never participate. I never do garage sales.
I don't either. I usually sleep through them. So, okay. I'll put it on the 12th. We'll put it on the 12th. It'll be from 7 to noon on the 12th, April 12th of 2025. And so the next one should be in October. Come on, calendar. And the 18th.
Yeah, it'd be the same for me. And like I said, the third, usually the third and fourth Saturdays of the month I'm unavailable. But again, it doesn't matter to me because I don't play. So send when you want.
Okay. So yeah, we'll go for the 18th of October again from 7 till noon. The thing of it is we got those signs, and I don't know if I told you what happened with that.
Yeah, the city picked them up.
Huh?
You said the city picked them up, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And I told them about it, and then all of a sudden I got this notice from Fast Signs that there were these arrow-shaped blue signs for Bradford Park that I did not order. And I went, what's going on? And then I called Round Rock and I said, hey, Did you guys take our signs and or did you order new ones? And I talked to the lady there, I forget her name at the minute, at the moment, and she said, yes, we did, and we're sorry. We have a new employee and she picked them up by mistake. So we bought you new signs. When are you available for me to come and deliver them to you?
Sweet.
And I said, the next day, I guess. And so she came here the next day. I met her in person and handed me not only the new signs, but the signs with the good legs.
Ah.
So yeah, it was amazing. And I'm like, well, where can we put them? Because if we put them in the same place, which is where it's going to get the most visibility, people will, the city will take them. She goes, well, you have to put them on private property. I'm like, lovely. So we have to put them in someone's yard, which is further in on the subdivision, so it doesn't get as much eyeballs.
Yeah, I mean, right at the edge, it's kind of weird because you've got the one house on the corner, but it's got that masonry fence. I mean,
Yeah.
if they allow you to put it in your yard, and
Well, we can put it there briefly because it's only going to be there like the night before, and then by noon the next day we come and get it.
yeah, but you would have to get their approval because of, hey, somebody put a sign in my yard and they chuck it.
Yeah, that might be a problem. I could do that. I could get their approval. And if they don't, well, then I just can't put the sign up. I mean, because there's only two homes that I can put it on that side. So I could ask either one. And if they say no, then we can't put a sign there.
And
Same
then if you
thing on
want
the
to
other
get
end.
into the school so, end of the of Bradford Park, they're not even part of the HOA.
Yeah, that's true. That is absolutely true. And same thing on, well, Donnell is again, you'd have to ask people who live there if we could put the sign there. I think the one is actually for rent right now, so I don't think anyone lives there. And the other one, I think, is a rental unit across the street from it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
2900 and 2901.
Well, wait a minute. Because the one on the corner there is one of the houses that's affected by this whole fence thing, isn't it?
Well, there's a fence there, but it's not masonry, so they're not in the calculation for the masonry thing. That's 2901 Donnell Drive that you're thinking of. So the
No,
fence.
I was thinking on the corner of Bradford Park.
Oh no, that's 3223, and he definitely needs his fence replaced.
What I'm saying is, wouldn't we be able to put the sign on that property? I mean, I'm trying to look at the map. Well, no, I thought on the other side of on Elizabeth Ann on. If you're coming in from
My country.
high country, the house on the right has got a big area between the sidewalk and the fence. That would be a place where we could put the sign. It wouldn't be obtrusive to them because it'd be covered by the fence, but it would be visible to anybody driving in. The Donnell entrance is a problem. Well, no, I gotta take that back. I was wrong because the masonry fence doesn't go all the way to the corner, so that would be a great place to put the sign. If they were, that's, I believe that's a rental property too, isn't it?
I think on either side of Donnell, where it comes up to High Country, on either side there, by that around that median, I think they're
Yeah.
both, one's either for rent, and the other one is already a rental.
Yeah, so, yeah. Just have to see, talk to the people there and see if they'll be willing to let's put a sign there for a day or two.
Yeah, it wouldn't even be a day or two. It'd be like the night before, and then at the latest, later that afternoon, the following afternoon.
Yeah.
So, okay, we got the board meeting set, we have the garage sale set. That's all I've got on the agenda right now. Does anyone have anything that I missed?
Hey Keith, I'm sorry I came late. I was on I-35 and there was a big 18-wheeler that so I tried to get here at 7, so I'm sorry, I'm just getting in right now.
No problem. This is recorded, so I'll put the recording out on bphoa.info and you
Okay,
can either watch it. Huh?
did you have a quorum for voting or no?
Well, this is a board meeting. This isn't an annual meeting.
Oh, I thought we were going to have another vote. So,
No, this is the scheduled board meeting. We were going to
okay.
decide what we were going to do, and we decided that we're going to get more proxies because there's a provision in the bylaws that allows us to adjourn the annual meeting and then reconvene without notification to anyone. So, and it'll only be for the purpose of approving the budget because no one ran for the board anyway.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what we're going to do.
So, do you have to be there? Joe, you were saying you're going to do it by Zoom, or is it going to be you have to be there in person?
We can actually do it via email
Oh, okay.
because it's literally just, there's we don't have to notify anyone according to the bylaws. It literally says that. We could put it on Zoom if you really want us to, but it's kind of a moot point because we'll have the proxies to do what we need to do.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, I could tell you with all the headaches and traffic there, it was not a place to be on I-35.
Yeah, I try to avoid I-35 at all if at all
I
possible.
know. I had no choice. It was a big 18-wheeler that just had a lane block for miles. So,
Yeah.
but anyway, I got here half an hour late thinking that we had to be at the meeting. But anyway, cool.
Well, you'll at least be able to if you want down, and I'll get that done tonight. So at the very latest, you'll be able to get it tomorrow.
Yeah.
You'll be able to find out, what we talked about
Okay.
on the agenda here, and that way
You.
you'll stay informed. I'll also try to get the minutes done tonight,
Yeah.
so I'll send those around, and a copy of those minutes that'll be unapproved will be on BPHOA
Yeah.
info as well.
Okay. I sent you last meeting, Joe and Keith. I sent both of you at least the contact information that if one of those companies is landlord that's being rented that you have to deal with. So I sent you at least the contact information for the company that I dealt with, and they're a billion-dollar company. So at least you know if you if any of those people have that landlord, at least you can reach out to them.
I believe Joe looked that up, and that's the only property that actually has them as their landlord.
That's correct.
So it's that same company?
Yeah, just the one you
Yeah,
were talking
that
about.
Monica, I guess Kyle was her name or whatever it is. She was real good and she manages the property in that area. So she should be a good one to get. And I got to know her manager. So they're at least aware of what's going on and work very well with me in getting the new fence that we, shared.
That's awesome.
But if you need any help with that, I'll be happy to work with them. And I had a good rapport with all of them. They kind of thanked me.
Awesome. I may be tapping you on that when we look at because eventually my goal, I don't know if it's anyone else's goal now, but it's my goal. It's what I ran on when I got on the board back in 2021, is to at least have a vote on dissolution. So I may be asking you, hey, can you get them to vote?
Yeah, I don't know with that, but anyway, that's going to be they're all little issues, and I think there's lots of issues going on with homeowners in general, I guess, with all the fires in California and insurance and all this other crap that's going on. But
Yeah, that's that. I'm not looking forward to any of that.
I know I have about three different meetings that I attend, and one is out in California, so that's a big hassle right now in
You
general.
got property out in California?
Yeah, I grew up in California in Burbank, and one son lives out there, and we have property in San Jose. And if you think your fees are bad, ours are like $475 a month.
No.
And it's going up even higher than that.
Yeah.
And that's just for a condominium, small condominium.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
condominium associations are worse than homeowners associations.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, I'm trying to at least attend the meetings, and it's an issue, and they all have problems that no one wants to run.
So, well, you know, that's one of my things I'm going to bring up, and I'm sure I'm going to ruffle some feathers when I say it, but I'm like, you know, you can't expect the same people to run everything and stay on the board forever. First of all, they're not going to live forever. That's one thing.
Right.
And the second thing is if you're not willing, if you want the HOA and you're not willing to actually get on the board and do something like myself or Paul or Molly,
right.
if you're not willing to do something, right. then just say, get rid of the thing and be done with it.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, you get people complaining, but not wanting to do anything to fix it.
Well, you know, that was one of my things that I used to say when I was on the board ages ago. There was someone said, well, we need this. And I said, great, you willing to head that up? They said, no. I said, well, then that's your answer.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, the bad news is everybody, you can't please everybody.
Nope.
And now it's getting worse that people like to complain about little things, and it's not easy to get things done. So, and at least you pointed out, it's a simple thing to say, let's dissolve it. But the legal issues and ramifications is the next step, you know, and that's.
Well, I've been adamantly working on this for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
And I'm getting closer, but it's to at least a vote. I'm not going to say I'm getting close to getting the thing dissolved, but at least to a vote, I'm getting closer.
Yeah.
Well, but it is like pulling eye teeth to get even that.
I think, you know, this area is easy to go by because you really don't have a whole bunch of land or pool and stuff like that. But some of the other places are impossible to dissolve. I mean, where the big problem is that when they have a shared roof and you want everybody to get insurance and, you know, if there's a fire and, you know, who's going to be responsible? And the insurances don't want to do anything. They're getting so expensive out there. So, I mean, especially, you know, if you have all this other property that is where the management comes in and landscape, you just, you know, who's going to do it? So, and the pool area. So, I don't know. Those areas are the ones that are a little bit difficult. This one is, you know, a lot easier if you want to go forward with it, but
well,
it has lots of ramifications.
And again, there are people who are against the idea of getting rid of the HOA, but yet they don't want to serve.
Yeah, no, I see the benefit definitely, and you guys have done wonderful.
Well, thank you.
I would be more active. I'm active in some of them. Usually, I volunteer. Something like if you ask me something, you did ask me a couple things to do, and I sent you stuff. But I would do that, but I'm actually just managing the property for my son. So I don't know legally if I could be on it, but you know, if I can help you guys, I'll be more than glad, you know, to do.
Well, you'd have to get him to sign anything legal, any legal paperwork.
Yeah. And yeah. he was out in Alaska and I was out there, and now he moved to Denver. And, but anyway, if I can be of help in general, you know, I will help you guys wherever I can. Cause I understand.
I appreciate it, Alan.
Anyway, I will come off, and it's good.
Well, I just want to ask, do you have any concerns, anything you want to talk about?
No, I think you did pretty good with, we had that one car that was parked for years, you know, with a flat tire. And that's where it helps, Joe, with your letter or whatever you did, you rocked the people. That's what the homeowners is about. And I think you did good. I think,
thank you.
I think everything is as good as it could be. So I think your fee is very good. You know, you should, you know, if you want to use me as an example, $475 a month versus $175 a year. So anyway, yeah. I think everything is pretty cool. You guys are doing great.
Well, I wanted to show everyone real quick before we let you go. Let's see if I can get this thing Well, I'm too far down. That's why. Can everyone see my screen?
Yeah.
Do you
Yes.
see this area over here where it says important information?
Yeah.
It doesn't have anything there, but oh, yeah, it does right here. Wednesday, January 29th, 2025 at 7 p.m. Upcoming board meeting tentative dates. Note the word tentative because they're subject to change. That is always right there. Also, when we have the, because we just set the schedule, the calendar for the year. So I'll put in the database the dates of the garage sale. Those will be there as well.
Okay.
So basically anything like this that's important, like board meetings and stuff, all of that will show up here. And as those dates go away, matter of fact, this one will go away in 13 minutes. At 8 o'clock, this will disappear because it'll be done,
Yeah.
right? But yeah, that's where those will always be. So Joe, if you ever want to know if there's a board meeting or when the next board meeting is, you can always go to bphoa.info and it'll be right there.
Got it.
Okay.
With that one that I misinterpreted, how would I have known if I was seeing it? I thought it was a regular board. When you say board meeting, you didn't mean, other people to attend, right?
Well, board meetings are open to the public, so anyone
Yeah.
can attend the board meeting. Okay.
Okay.
The previous board, before I got before I became president, they wouldn't let people talk. It was basically the board members did things and you got to watch, and that was basically it. We changed that. So if you look at the agenda, every agenda, let me get over here, see if I can get this thing. Everything's in the way right now. Come on now. Shoot. See if I can move this. Yes, I can. So if you notice the agenda, there's always a thing at the bottom that says homeowner concerns.
Yep.
Always put that on there because I want to make sure if there's anything y'all have that you want to see, that you want to know about, whatever, that we're meeting those concerns.
Yeah.
That's the goal. And we meet every 60 days, roughly. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's always going to be their homeowner concerns. And I put that there because the previous board before I became president didn't allow anyone to talk, didn't allow anyone anything. They
Right.
actually muted people if they tried to talk.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's why that's there. The only thing that we ask, and it's required by law actually, is in executive session, which we're about to go into, then only board members can be there for that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, keep up the good work. And as I said, if you need a volunteer to do things that I can, I'm based out in Kyle. And to come all the way out there, I get to Round Rock whenever there's an issue with the place, and I will do it. And it's just traffic is unpredictable, as you well know.
Kyle, that's a long way away.
Yep, and I've done it many times, especially when we have an issue. I take care of all the problems and got a new fence put up, and everything's under control, I think, so far,
Can I
luckily.
show you guys one more thing? Because I'm kind of blowing my own horn here a little bit. What's this crap? There, don't want that. I have to move things around because Zoom's in my way. Do you see down here where it's got rec docs, perm docs, community events, and then all these numbers?
Right.
Perm docs is permanent documents. And if you go here, you go to the governing documents.
Right.
In last year, because Jamie asked me to do it because of the I went and bought from the Williamson County all of our documents, so it doesn't say like it doesn't have a watermark in it anymore. So like you
Yeah.
can go here to the declaration, and literally that's the rules for the HOA. It also opens in its own tab.
Right.
So that's one thing. And the other thing is if you go to like 2024, that's a better year to look at. If you want to look at all the newsletters, I haven't got the last one on here. But
Right.
that's they're all there. They should all be there.
Yeah.
Same thing for like invoices. Want to know who we paid, how much? There
Yep.
you go.
Very good.
You want to know about the finances? All 12 months right there.
Yep. Yeah.
Board meetings, we got both the minutes, the video, and the audio, every board meeting right there.
Very good.
So
Good organization.
that's the thing, is that I do my best to keep this updated so that if anyone has any questions or wants to look at anything, they can.
Yep.
And it's easy to get to. It's not very pretty, but it's functional.
It works and it's organized okay. I mean, I think I would understand how to get to whatever it is. Very
Now,
good.
community events, there's nothing there. Molly told us to put that up there years ago, but it's tied to Google. And if you don't have a Google account, it doesn't do anything anyway. So
Yeah.
I'm probably going to take that out at some point. But the rest of this is pretty useful. Like 2025, I've got the annual meeting, and I haven't got the audio and video of that up yet. I was working on that earlier tonight. And
Yeah.
then the agenda for tonight is right here.
Okay.
So, anyway, I just want to let you all know that.
Yep.
So,
As I said, if I can be of any help on some of the future stuff, I will try and be on there as many times as I can.
okay.
I
Well, most
would.
of the stuff we do is via Zoom, so you won't have to leave your home. But
Yeah.
if we need you to contact your son or something,
Yeah.
I might send you an email and say, hey, could you send this to your son for us?
Yep. And I know a couple of the neighbors. Unfortunately, the one on the left is a rental, so it's not going to help. You got to go through that company. The one on the right I know quite well, Jason.
Is that what's his last name?
Jason,
He lives right in back of me.
yeah, and
Yeah,
ours is ours.
he's a real good guy. He and I have talked many times.
Yeah.
I've got a good rapport with him
So
too.
you're right in back of him. I know that the only bad thing about our whole property there, because you can see the next one to your right is our property. And we've taken care of the trees when the freeze was there. And whoever the neighbor is, your neighbor did the back fence, and that's fine. They didn't even call us. But our fence blew over on Jason's side, and we did that. And the other one, if you remember how the fences were, because my son has owned this thing for years now, and we replaced it with some good cedar wood. It used to have crappy stuff. And the renter on the left that we had the fence we did that we joined, the back is terrible. You know, I mean, it's dogs could go through it. And I at least told the renter, who I know, his name is Max, that I was going to do this. And I coordinated with that company and Max to get the fence on their side. But, you know, I can't do the back of his fence and this, but ours is in pretty good shape right now. So you at least know where our backyard is.
Well, if someone's got a like a hole in their fence where their dog's getting out or something, if you could take a picture of that and send it to Joe, we can send a violation letter.
Okay. But you know, if you talk to that company, all they needed to do, I mean, there was a whole protocol that I had to go through, which is not a big deal. They said I had to get an EIN number because they wanted me to pay everything on their side, and then they're going to give me a 1099, which they haven't sent yet. But they wanted to get, I gave them quotes. I gave them three different quotes, and they said, well, we want our quote. And then they had to go out and do a quote, and my quote was better. And they said, oh, maybe we should be using that company. So, but you know, there was a whole protocol that we had to go through, and we had to show them before what the pictures were like. And that's what you're going to probably have to do with the fence, is take a picture of it and say, look at how terrible it is. And then after, you got to send them a picture, and then they will reimburse you with that part. So that should be easy with them if you at least tell them what's going on. And at least there wasn't a big deal with me. They once I followed all the instructions, they gave me like three things to do, and I'm still waiting for their 1099 miscellaneous. because I paid the whole bill and then they reimbursed me their half.
Okay. Well, I think they've got until the 31st to get that to you.
Yeah, I know. I'll wait. Maybe they'll forget and I'll forget to file
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
it
IRS is pretty mean about stuff like that.
then. Yeah. Well, anyway, if I can be of help on that, I'll be more than glad to. It took time to get the right protocol going, and they were very good at responding. So that's what I said. If you need to contact
Okay.
them, I'll be happy to kind of lead that part.
Okay, well, thank you, Alan. We appreciate that.
Okay, I will drop out, and you guys have a rest of good evening.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Do you either of you have any concerns?
Nope.
Yep.
All right, well then, let me quit recording.